Arizona's Biggs, Gosar, this election is a joke. America deserves an election audit. By Hannah Blow on November 17, 2020. Arizona Reps. Andy Biggs, R., and Paul Gosar, R., believe America deserves an election audit, presenting their case in a video posted Monday, which highlights key concerns regarding election integrity in several key states. This election is a joke. You've seen it. We've all seen it. Story after story after story of glitches, upload errors and ballot dumps that sow distrust in the voting process, Biggs said in the video. Coincidentally, all these irregularities benefit former Vice President Joe Biden and disenfranchise President Trump's voters, Gosar added. The two lawmakers walked viewers through some of the recent concerns and reports of irregularities in the weeks following the election, including thousands of ballots in one Michigan county mistakenly going to Democrats instead of Republicans. While the issue was initially described as a glitch in voting software, the Secretary of State's office later attributed the 6,000-vote mistake to human error. However, concerns over Dominion voting software, which is used in the majority of states, including Arizona, has continued to rise and remains a concern among the Arizona lawmakers. They also mentioned the November 4 incident, which saw election officials barring Republican poll watchers from overseeing the counting of absentee ballots at a polling station in Detroit. A viral video showed workers lining a window with cardboard. Why are Republicans being shut out from this process? This reminds me of the time my Republican colleagues were barred from the Democrats' secret impeachment inquiry hearing, Gosar said. Biggs also questioned the election practices that occurred, specifically the overnight dumps that occurred in the dead of the night. Democracy dies in darkness, right? Unless you've been living under a rock for over a week, you'll recall that Republicans across the board had a decisive lead. Americans went to bed on election night expecting to wake up to 4 more years of President Trump's America First agenda, Biggs said. Why in the most consequential election of our lifetime did these swing states decide to stop the count in Wisconsin just before 4 a.m.? Over 100,000 votes are dumped and almost every single one of them was for Vice President Joe Biden, Gosar continued. In Michigan, Biden somehow got 138,339 votes and Trump got none. Zero. In an overnight vote dump, media pundits rushed in to chalk it up to mail-in votes finally being added to the equation, Biggs said. According to the left-wing Vox, a data glitch had momentarily caused the count to change. Gosar noted the NBC reports which showed Republicans leading Democrats in mail-in ballot requests in Michigan and Wisconsin by quite substantial margins. So you're telling me, with a straight face, that not a single one of those Republicans cast a ballot for the president? Get real, Gosar said as Biggs asked, are starting to understand why Americans want an election audit? The Arizona lawmakers also highlighted the issues in Georgia, citing a glitch that just happened to benefit Democrats. Two counties in Georgia completely shut down voting for 2 hours thanks to Dominion, and coincidentally, both of the counties in question, Morgan and Spalding, are Trump territory. How convenient, they said. What the hell's going on with the Dominion voting system? It's no wonder folks in Arizona have lost faith in our process. This is the United States of America. Not an episode of Scandal or House of Cards, Gosar said, adding that Americans deserve nothing less than full transparency. Biggs echoed that sentiment, calling for an election audit. America deserves an election audit, he said. America deserves to know that every legal vote has been counted. Biggs, Gosar, and fellow Republican Arizona Representative David Schweikert recently sent a letter to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors requesting a 100% audit of the ballots in that county. Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, said in a Monday update that there are still questions that have to be answered as the state enters the canvassing phase. She also told Arizonans that the election is far from over.